This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim?
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Yes, it's Trivia Friday.
My favorite, Learning University.
My favorite day of the week. I even like Friday better than Saturday because it's the anticipation of the weekend. When Saturday finally gets here, you got all that work to do. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, JJ Jasper. So, guys, what do you get planned for tomorrow? Something big? Something awesome?
Yes. Go ahead, Jasper.
Same with us. We're traveling to my oldest daughter's in college, and she's got new digs. She moved into a new apartment, so we're going to go and see the apartment and just show up and celebrate as a family.
Oh, good. That sounds like fun. I'm going to try to avoid the heat. Got to do a little weed eating maybe, but that'd be real early in the morning.
Didn't you just contradict yourself?
I was going to say, that sounds like an oxymoron sentence. Going to weed eat and avoid the heat.
Well, early.
Have you stepped outside early in the morning lately?
All right.
The central part of the USA are under a high pressure dome where the heat is trapped in. And let me tell you, 78 in weed whacking or weed eating, man, that's still hot.
You talked me out of it.
High pressure dome, one of the best games I ever saw there.
Was it?
Yes.
Who
it was
won?
Awesome.
High pressure dome. Isn't that where the ladies on roller skates go round and round and knock each other down?
We are already getting into high weeds. We're going to need to do some weed eating right here on this show.
Fortunately, it's air conditioned in here.
It is. It's all Trivia right. Friday. Folks, you know how we play. All three of us will ask three questions each, and guys, what does that add up to?
Nine.
Good. We're on target. Nine questions, folks, and we invite you to call in and ask a question, answer a question, do both is what we like. The number to call is 888-589-8840 if you want to get on this here show. 888-589-8840. Now, JJ, one of these nine questions is going to be the mystery question. What
mystery
does that mean?
Mystery question. If they answer the question correctly, and you don't even know which one of these nine it is, but when you answer the mystery question correctly, you're going to hear this sound. Beloved cowbell. And you're going to win a copy of the hilarious highlights from a CD from Learning University. A lot of fun.
Volume 2,
just a great way to have some fun listening to bloopers and highlights from this show.
All right. Well, we are going to get started, folks. The only rule we have is that if you have called in and gotten on the show in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait another week. We like to try to get as many people as possible on the program. We actually have two rules. The second rule is obey all rules. So that's... That's what we got. All right, Jim, go ahead and give your three, and we'll go right to left, just so our listeners can kind of picture us in their mind.
Okie dokie, here we go. What else does the S on Superman's chest stand for other than Superman?
Ooh.
The S on Superman's chest, what does it stand for other than Superman?
I'm trying to go by the song. You don't spit in the wind. You don't do this.
That's
bad
Leroy Brown.
But I don't think they mentioned about the other.
You don't pull the cape.
You don't pull on his cape.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Mr. Croce, you're welcome for that.
Jim Croce. I have that song. I don't know if I have that song. Is that that's not bad Leroy Brown? Is
that
it?
Is yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe now that song's going to be. Or
no,
stuck
don't
in
mess.
Head.
Don't mess around with.
Don't
Slim.
Mess around with Slim.
There
yeah.
you go. All right, here we go. I'll come back to that. If cows are I'm sorry, just a moment of... If cows are bovine and cats are feline, what are sheep? If cows are bovine and cats
question.
Are feline, what are sheep?
Great right. question.
And then one more. Characters Charlie Allnutt and Rosie Sayer appeared in which classic 1951 movie?
Wow, good questions.
Ooh, excellent.
All right.
All right. Here are my three. What football sports announcer coined the phrase, he could go all the way? What football sports announcer coined the phrase, he could go all the way? Baseball trivia question, who holds the major league record for most career hits? It's a multiple choice. Most career hits in Major League Baseball. Was it Stan the Man Musial?
Come on, you can do it.
Musial.
I have confidence.
Hank Aaron, Ty Cobb, or Pete Rose. Boy, I just massacred that. It's kind of hard to say,
you know,
that name when you're trying not to laugh.
People know and love Ty, but his little-known brother, Cornanda, you rarely hear anything about his sports feats.
His sports
Cornanda.
Feats. Yeah, I had a corn on the feet once, and it was painful. Man, that was just awful. Almost as bad as yours, JJ. Here's my last question so we can move along. A Bible question. In the book of Revelation, what two types of animals are used as metaphors or symbols to represent Jesus Christ? In the book of Revelation, what two types of animals are used as metaphors or symbols to represent Jesus Christ? That's what I've got, JJ.
Here are mine. First question, whose ear did the heavyweight champion boxer Mike Tyson bite off in a famous 1997 fight? Whose ear did Mike Tyson bite off?
Stan Musial.
second question, approximately how many acres is a regulation baseball field? This is multiple choice. Baseball field. 2 acres, 5 acres, or 7 acres. You think about sitting in the bleachers and looking out there. Approximately how many acres is a baseball field? Is it A, 2 acres, B, 5 acres, or C, 7 acres? Third question, true or false?
Good.
The invention of Play-Doh was an accident. It was originally wallpaper cleaner. Is that true or false? The invention of Play-Doh was an accident. It was originally wallpaper cleaner, true or false?
Oh, great, great, great. All right, Jim, let's go to the phones.
We can do it. Todd calling from Seagrove, North Carolina. Welcome to Trivia Friday on Today's Issues.
Well, good morning to the university.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the teacher's lounge.
Oh, well, it's nice to have that privilege.
Todd, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I want to answer your question from Revelation.
I know. When I looked on the screen and I saw Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina, I knew my Bible question was going down. All right, here's the question. In the book of Revelation, what two types of animals are used as metaphors or symbols to represent Jesus Christ?
The lion and the lamb.
That's correct.
Right. Nicely done, Todd.
Correct. From Revelation chapter 5. And great job, Todd. You're a Bible sniper, as always. All right, what's your question for us, brother?
Well, I have a Bible question for you, and it's coming for the New Testament. My question is, what two books in the New Testament uses the term born again?
One is John. Let's just talk among ourselves. Okay. Third chapter of John. It says you must be born again.
And then I think
that's
be
the first one.
It's going to be, we're just talking about
ourselves.
Yeah,
we're talking about ourselves.
We're not giving the answer yet.
First Peter?
Is it First Peter or Second John?
Now, in Peter, I think it says you must be born of, and it says a few things. Does it say
born again of imperishable seed?
Yeah, that's right, incorruptible. Yeah. I think the translation I'm thinking about.
In First John chapter 3, it talks about those who are born of God.
Right.
Born of God, not born again.
I don't think born again.
Yeah.
But you can answer. We can have multiple answers.
Well, no, I was just thinking 2 John, not 1 John.
What are you thinking, Jim?
2 John and John.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm not married to that. I know John because obviously that's the easiest one.
Nicodemus, the one everybody's familiar with.
All right, so we have you have anything else?
No, I'm with the one that you're thinking about being born.
We have 1 Peter and 2 John as answers, Todd.
John.
Okay. Well, John, he's already said, is right.
Yes. Oh, so our second
this is our second
answer.
All
right, there you go.
All right. Go ahead, Todd.
Okay, you're right on the first one. The first occurrence of it comes in the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verse 3. And then the second time it's used is in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 23.
Okay. All right. So, there are other phrases that are used to describe, that experience of being born again. But those
you guys
are the two
just aren't using the Message enough.
The message Bible.
Hey, Todd, thank you for being in the Word. Thank you for being a student of the Bible. That's very impressive. And thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Amen. Thanks, Todd. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You have a good weekend, too.
All right. Hold on here 1 second. There we go.
All right.
We pause now for station identification. This is Trivia Friday on today's issues. And we're going to stay in North Carolina, and we're going to talk to Mickey. Mickey, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Mickey.
We are
ginning through the phone calls. Here we go. We're going to talk to Rudy in Texas. Rudy, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues. Hello, Rudy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was hoping to get down the phone from the minister.
Rudy, we can hardly hear you, sir. What was the first capital city or original capital city of Texas?
Was that what you asked, Rudy?
Yeah.
First capital city of Texas. I don't know. You guys know?
Not a clue.
I think you got us right.
Austin, San Antonio. I'm going to guess Austin.
San Antonio.
San Antonio would be a good guess.
San Antonio?
San Antonio.
We'll say San Antonio.
Or Austin.
Rudy, we're having a hard time.
Brother, I'm sorry hearing you.
Sorry, Rudy.
You're breaking up. I guess we'll have to Google that answer, guys, to see, what was right.
Hey, that was a great question. Thanks, Rudy.
All right, so let's move along.
All right, Alex calling from Mobile, Alabama. Alex, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues. Alex is not there.
Wow.
Hey, we hope we're not having phone trouble because several have just dropped off.
Yeah, this is not normal for us, that's for sure. Let's try Spartanburg, Pennsylvania, and talk to Ryan. Ryan, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are doing better now.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Ryan?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about Mike Tyson.
Here you go, Ryan. Mike, whose ear did the heavyweight champion boxer Mike Tyson bite off in a famous 1997 bout?
Evander Holyfield.
You're exactly right. Now, I get my history and my sports mixed up. Is that where he said that, lend me your ear? Or was that another famous episode?
I don't think it was lend me or give me. I think it was I'm taking your ear.
Hey, nicely done, Ryan. What's your question for us?
All right, it's a true or false question.
All right.
True or false. The state of Pennsylvania has a hunting season for porcupines.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true just simply because it's such an odd question that it's one of those things where you go, that's got to be true.
And I think they're kind of like, we don't have a season on possums here because they're nuisance animals. But I think that's what's going on with the porcupines is they're starting to overrun. If nothing else, I sound really smart.
And a little known fact, if you overhear the taxidermist when they're mounting them, you generally hear ooch, ouch, 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 ouch.
All right, Ryan, are we right?
We say true.
It is true.
All right.
Can you, since you're from Pennsylvania, can you tell us why there's a hunting season for porcupine?
And what they taste like.
well, they taste a little like chicken. Except with all the feathers.
I've never tried it. Yeah, I've never tried it myself, but I hear you can eat them. And
skinning them would be the problem.
Season starts from, I think, sometime in September to the end of March.
But do you know why it was started, I guess, is what we're asking. Do you know why they decided to add that? Okay. Well, we understand. We appreciate it. That was a good question.
Yeah, very good question. Have a great weekend, Ryan. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right, we're going to talk to Isaiah now from Lubbock, Texas. Isaiah, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Hello, it's nice to talk to all y'all. I would like to ask a question and answer one.
All right, go ahead. Which one do you want to answer, Isaiah?
The Superman one.
Uh-huh. All right,
Superman. Here's the question.
It means.
Let us repeat the question.
Got to give you the question. What else does the S on Superman's chest stand for?
It's hope from his home planet.
It is a Kryptonian symbol that means hope. You are absolutely right.
Wow, Isaiah, nicely done.
So are you a big Superman fan, or how did you know that?
No, I don't like Superman at all, actually. I'm more of a Batman fan. But,
hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Hey, Isaiah, while we're asking you questions, you guys hunt porcupines there in Lubbock?
I have family that's in Pennsylvania, but I'm in Texas, and I don't know anything about, I don't think we hunt porcupines or even have porcupines here in parts of Texas, so especially not my part.
And it's hard for them to get a foothold in the Texas ecology just because of armadillos, isn't it? Kind of, you have an armadillo problem?
Yeah, it is.
So me and my buddies got all excited about Labor Day, opening day of dove season, and we kind of wore that out, and we've gone up to the Dakotas and hunted those birds that kind of jump up and fly sideways. But then we said, let's just do something exciting. And we said, let's go to Pennsylvania and go on a porcupine hunt.
Doesn't that sound like a lot like a snipe hunt when we were kids? Hey, Brian, Isaiah, what was your question for us?
So I have kind of a two-part question. How many times has Batman and Superman fought, and who's won the majority?
Oh, my goodness. How many times? What do you mean? You mean in comic books or movies?
Yes, in comic books. The actual comic books. There's a certain number of times that they've actually fought.
Right.
And who's won the majority?
Man, I have no idea. Well, it's actually been a long time since I've read a comic book.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why.
But I know it doesn't seem that way.
I'm surprised they'd be fighting. Seems like they should be on the same side, but I guess you kind of got that Ted Cruz and Donald Trump situation going on.
Well, take your pick, who's who.
You know, and then, of course, Donald Trump has that Superman haircut where it just all waves back to the side. Brian, I think if memory serves, they have fought about three times, and I think Superman took two of those.
No.
Oh, well, okay.
But you sounded really good, Jim.
That was confident sounding. Hey, give us the answer, Isaiah.
Yes. They fought five times. And you were right about Superman taking two, but Batman has won three.
All right, so
Batman's
they fought five
three.
Times.
Wow.
Yeah, but Batman cheated. He went and got some Krypton.
Kryptonite?
Yeah. piece of Krypton there. Kryptonite.
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 Not that I read comic books.
Yeah.
Thanks, Isaiah. Have a great weekend.
God bless, brother.
No problem. Thank y'all. God bless y'all, too.
Hey, let's go ahead and reset our questions before the break. Jim, we're going to start with you.
All right. I am going to add a question since I had one dropped. What was the first animal that Noah let out of the ark? What was the first animal?
A porcupine, wasn't it?
Probably. A little puffy little critter floating across the water. What was the first animal Noah let out of the ark? And then characters Charlie Allnut, Rosie Sayer appeared in which classic 1951 movie? And then if cows are bovine and cats are feline, what are sheep?
That's great. That's a great question. All right, here are the ones. I'm going to have two remaining, and I will add, I'm going to add a Bible question just since I had one answered. What football sports announcer coined the phrase, "He could go all the way"? Second question, who holds the Major League Baseball record for most career hits? Stan Musial, Hank Aaron, Ty Cobb, or Pete Rose? Those are your multiple choice possibilities. And my third question, what was the age difference between John the Baptist and Jesus? What was the age difference between John the Baptist and Jesus?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. I'll add one since one was guessed correctly. What was the nickname of Cowboys defensive end Ed Jones?
Mm-hmm.
What was the nickname of Cowboys defensive end Ed Jones? Second question, approximately how many acres is in a regulation baseball field? This is multiple choice. Is it 2 acres, 5 acres, or 7 acres? Then a true or false question from a third question. The invention of Play-Doh was an accident. It was originally wallpaper cleaner. Is that true or false?
It's kind of scary is what it is. All right.
Let's try to get one more in before the break.
And we're going to talk to Brian, calling from Texas. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday on Today's Issues.
How y'all doing?
Doing well. Do me a favor. Tell me the town that you're from.
I'm from Port Lavaca, Texas.
Port Lavaca.
Port of the Cow.
All right. Good deal.
Port Lavaca. Okay.
Port Lavaca. All right, because we evidently had a small.
If you're looking for it on a map, look on the coast between Corpus Christi and Galveston, almost directly in the middle, right on the coast.
Okay. All right, good deal. Sounds like a good place to be. A
lot of refineries and things through there, huh, Brian?
Yes, sir. We actually have, we did have the largest Alcoa plant in the world.
Wow.
Anymore, and we have the largest Formosa plastics plant in the world down here, too.
So hey, listen, ask, answer.
Right in Point Comfort, Texas.
Ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Let me do the Cowboys question since I'm from Texas.
All right. What was the nickname of Cowboys defensive end Ed Jones?
That would be Ed Too Tall Jones.
Too Tall Jones, and he was 6'9". Fascinating thing. Jackson, Tennessee. He was actually a baseball player and a basketball player, only played 3 football games in high school. He had a Major League Baseball offer, but he went and played basketball. And then as he was playing basketball, they switched him over to football, and his first game of practice in college football, he was trying to put on the uniform and his pants didn't fit.
Yeah.
And the guy there said, he said, "Man, your pants don't fit." He said, "You're too tall for football." And that's how his nickname stuck.
Man, 6'9". How'd you like to be a quarterback throwing over that guy?
Exactly.
Hey, Brian, we're almost to the break. What's your question for us?
Well, my question real quick is, since I'm from Port Lavaca, which, like I said, Port of the Cow, there was Indianola, which used to be a port in the 1800s that rivaled Galveston. Before ever that, an explorer came through Indianola into Texas and actually discovered part of Texas. Now, that wasn't the original guy who did it. A lot of them were from Spain. This guy was from France. Does anybody know, any of y'all, who that explorer was?
Now, this is not Ponce de León, is it? I mean, we're talking among ourselves.
He was Spanish. You said
not Ponce de León.
You said it's a French explorer?
Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, sir.
Pepe Le Pew.
I don't think we're going to know.
Yeah, I think just give us the answer, Brian, because I think we'll just embarrass ourselves trying to answer.
More?
Yeah, that would be De La Salle.
that actually came through there.
LaSalle.
LaSalle.
Through Indianola, and that's how he entered Texas on the port right there.
All right.
Real quickly, since y'all were talking about Texas earlier, I did want to tell you a real quick joke.
Brian, you're going to have to, I'll tell you what, if you can hold on for a couple minutes, we got to go to the break. You can tell us the joke when we get back. How's that?
All right. Sure. All right.
Hang on, brother. Put you on hold. Well, folks, we're going to take a short break, and, man, we're going to go get some fried porcupine. Someone's whipped some up. When we come back, it's trivia.
Some pork levine.
Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, J.J. Jasper, we are your professors today on Trivia Friday. We'll take a quick break, and we will be right back. Y'all come back now.
On the next Today's Issues, we'll talk with Oz Guinness about his latest book, Impossible People.
I'm not talking about philosophies. I'm talking about our modern world in terms of its structures and its institutions.
We'll also talk with Elizabeth Brown, author of Standing Up When Life Falls Down Around You, and Richard E. Simmons III, author of Reliable Truth. That's next time on Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
People always ask me, what all do you see in Washington, D.C. when you go on your spiritual heritage tour? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I guess the better question is, what don't we see when we go to our nation's capital on our spiritual heritage tour? We're going to be going in September the 14th through the 17th, the Capitol, all the monuments, the Arlington National Cemetery, the National Archives, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court. We're even going to George Washington's Mount Vernon on Saturday. So it's going to be a great time in our nation's capital. One of the best aspects of this is we get to spend time together with brothers and sisters from across the country. So if you want more information on our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, or our Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown trip, either one of those or both of those, you can go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. From the Republican National Convention, I'm Todd Starnes with this commentary next. Donald Trump delivered a liberal dose of conservative red meat to the Republican Party faithful, promising to restore law and order, defend police, build a border wall, and put Americans back to work. But his acceptance speech also signaled a seismic shift on culture war issues. He promised to protect the LGBT community, and he went off script to thank the crowd for cheering his words. His use of the term LGBTQ put him at odds with the Republican Party's platform. Earlier in the night, openly gay businessman Peter Thiel dismissed concerns about transgender bathrooms, calling it a fake culture war. I suspect many evangelicals are puzzled by Trump's speech. Should he become president, whose side will he take in the culture wars? Will he side with evangelicals or LGBT activists? Or will he simply remain indifferent? In Cleveland, Ohio, I'm Todd Starnes.
Yeah, we're just jamming to that. One of America's greatest theme songs for a show, The Rockford Files.
How may I direct your call?
that's just a great theme song. It was a pretty good show too. I liked it. It was always who was the actor? James Garner.
Yeah.
Always kind of that little bit of humor in with his detective. It's detective show.
More humor than detective.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of humor, we left our friend from Texas. Brian, we've got you holding to tell a Texas joke. Go right ahead.
And it better be good because we've waited 3 minutes for this.
Okay, well, real quickly, since I'm from Port Lavaca, this is not the joke, but you may think it is. I went to Cowan High School. Our mascot, since we're on the coast, is the sand crabs.
The sand crabs, okay.
Nope.
But that's not
the
joke.
Sand crabs. That's not the joke.
Okay.
The other part about that is until 2004, the junior high were the fiddler crabs. So, yeah, kind of a weird, you know, mascot, but that's our mascot down here.
But anyway, okay. Here's the Texas joke.
Okay, all right.
Now, you know the joke, why did the chicken cross the road? Well, why did the chicken cross the road in Texas?
Wow. Hello? Why did the chicken, why did the chicken cross the road in Texas?
You got it.
To show the armadillo that it could be done.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow,
all right.
There you go.
Somehow I pulled that out from the attic. There are cobwebs on that answer somewhere. I don't know how I remembered that, but.
Brian, thank you so much for listening to AFR, buddy.
Hey, go Fiddler Crabs.
Yeah. And Sand Crabs. All right, here we go. We're going to talk to Janet now from Darlington, South Carolina. Janet, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Thank you.
Janet,
it's
I hope
Friday. I've gotten through finally.
I hope you're a race car fan.
Oh, well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
You almost need to be from Darlington.
Just in self-defense.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, you just stole my question I was going to ask, which was, why is Darlington, South Carolina famous?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yes.
Well, I didn't. Listen, hey, Janet, you would have fooled me because I don't watch racing. So I didn't know anything. What's in Darlington?
It's home of the granddaddy of them all, the Darlington Southern 500 race, which was the first one to start NASCAR stock car racing.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, the little town of Darlington.
Yeah, see, if it's not about ice hockey, Janet, Ed's not going to know.
That's right. I watch real sports, racing, golf, that kind of stuff doesn't interest me.
Of course.
Unless somebody hits somebody with a golf club,
then
I'm
in. It's different, yeah.
Then kind of deal me in.
Hey, Janet, which one of these questions do you want to answer?
The baseball question, the most career hits.
All right, here it is. Who holds the Major League Baseball record for most career hits? Was it Stan Musial, Hank Aaron, Ty Cobb, or Pete Rose?
That would be Pete Rose
is the right answer. He holds the major league record with the most career hits, 4,256. Ty Cobb is the only other player with 4,000 career hits. Good for you. That's great,
Johnny
Janet.
Hustle, or what was his nickname? Something.
Charlie Hustle.
And now you have brought up the political situation on Trivia Friday that we promised not to do.
The political situation.
The political situation.
About him
not being able to go.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief. Look at how many records that guy sells.
All
right, Janet, thanks so much for calling. And we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Going to talk to Ed from Midland, Texas. Ed, welcome.
Okay. Alexander Holyfield's ear has already been restored, I guess. Is that right?
Evander Holyfield's?
Yes, sir. We've already got that question taken care of. Which
okay. I wanted to answer the question about, what is the sheep, if...
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Equine.
Here's the
you
question.
You ready?
I believe it's O-V-I-N-E.
Let me ask the question. If cows are bovine...
Okay.
We want to give you your money's worth, all
right?
If cows are bovine and cats are feline, what are sheep?
Ovine,
absolutely.
Oh, there we go. That's so fine.
Oh, wow, nicely done.
All right.
Ed, if you don't know what that sound...
That's the cowbell.
That was the cowbell.
Cheer.
Well,
I can't believe it.
There you go.
That's
look at that.
Day.
All right,
I've only been trying... 3 years to get in, but that's okay. I have a question.
All right.
JJ is not eligible to answer it.
Then there goes our brain.
I'll take an answer from Ed, because two Eds are better than one.
Yes.
Oh, nicely done, Ed.
What famous movie actor who was also a pilot got his start in show business by playing the accordion?
Oh, my goodness. Now, why can't JJ answer that
aviator.
One?
See,
okay.
I know all the aviation.
So you know the answer to this?
Does this Let's go back to Roy Rogers.
Do you know the answer to that?
He does not.
No, I'm stumped.
The accordion player from Roy Rogers?
The accordion player from Roy
Oh, no, not. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the little
squat. That's an accordion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay.
I'll give you a hint. He was a good friend of Henry Fonda's, even though they loved the same woman.
Ed?
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I'm saying. All right.
You know, I have.
While we're stalling, Ed, you know the difference between cutting up an onion and cutting up an accordion? Nobody cries when you cut up an accordion.
Well, right. Cutting an onion is nutritious, and you don't get anything from cutting up an accordion.
All right. Ed, give us your answer because we don't know.
Okay, yeah, it's Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
You know what? Now you're not going to believe this. I was going to say Jimmy Stewart.
You should have spit it out.
But I thought I Go just can't gut. Picture him playing an accordion. So
anyway.
Harley.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you the moon and the stars.
All right, Ed, we're going to put you on hold, and our producer, the lovely Jade McIntosh, is going to take your information, and then she will set you up with a best of
hilarious
trivia.
Highlights.
There you go.
Volume 2.
Congratulations, Ed. Thanks for listening. Stay on hold.
All right. So that was good. Somebody got the special question.
They did.
All right. Let's take one more, and then we will reset our questions.
Okay. Let's talk to Richard calling from Gentry, Arkansas. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I enjoy you gentlemen all the time.
Well.
And when we did the Christmas, when you did your last fundraiser thingy, I guess I hit the magic number. I one day received a package in the mail, and it had your DVD on your funniest clips.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Well, good. Thank you. Thank you for supporting American Family Radio. We
Amen.
Appreciate
That's
it.
Right. Thank you so much, Richard. You want to ask, answer?
Thank you for supporting America.
Well, and thank you for supporting us as we support America. And we could go on all day.
Because after all, we are a listener-supported broadcast ministry of the American Family Association.
Richard, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to answer a question. I don't have one prepared to share with you.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The Plato question.
All right. I've been wanting the answer to this one, too.
This is true or false, Richard. The invention of Plato was an accident. It was originally wallpaper cleaner. Is that true or false?
That's totally true.
Richard, it is 100% true. True.
Nicely done.
Good. I was going to answer it originated as my wife's first meal when we got married. But I think, that doesn't go back far enough. So,
guys, this is pretty fascinating. I'm going to try to give you the short version of this. So these guys in Cincinnati, Ohio, they're making a dough to clean the soot off of wallpaper back when a lot of people burned coal.
Yeah.
And it would get soot on there, and you couldn't wash it off with water because it would ruin the wallpaper.
Right.
So they put this dough on there. Then when people stopped using so much coal, they stopped selling product. They were just about to go to bankrupt. Go bankrupt. What to do? The guy's sister-in-law said, "Hey, I know a teacher, she was a nursery teacher, a kindergarten teacher. She said, a friend is using this wallpaper cleaner to make little crafts. You ought to pitch this to teachers for this."
Huh.
They took the same stuff, pitched it to teachers. Fast forward, it showed up on Captain Kangaroo Show, started selling. In 1965, they sold $3 million worth. So the guy here, it sold $3 million worth in 1 year, and the guy sold his company for $3 million.
No.
And everybody said, "Don't do this, don't do this. You're making that every year." And so now think about this. He got $3 million for the company. Now it's sold in 75 countries, 95 million cans a year. Not dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And they're in the Toy Hall of Fame,
right.
Et cetera,
right.
Et cetera. But yeah,
with Slinky and probably
exactly. But here's a company that, I mean, they're down. They've gone down for the last time. They're going out of business.
Right.
And this guy's sister-in-law. And she even came up with a name.
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. They had a big old long crazy name, and she said, you need to call it Play-Doh.
My favorite is the strawberry. I just love eating Play-Doh. Slap some of that, cut off a hunk of that, put it between a couple pieces of bread.
You've got grandbabies, and those grandbabies, they can feed you anything, can't they?
Hey, Richard, were you guessing, or did you know that story?
Oh, I knew the story.
Yeah.
Intrigued by the story of Play-Doh.
Yeah, I encourage people to go to Wikipedia or somewhere and read the whole story because there's a whole lot more backstory there. But I love those things where somebody is just down for the count.
Yeah, someone's already chewed off their ear, you know, yeah. and they're just
the microwave. A guy had a candy bar in his pocket and walked by a microwave dish, and it melted his candy bar, and the microwave oven was an accident. The invention of that was.
Yeah.
Now the Play-Doh guys, you know, right. Their kids and grandkids are sitting there thinking, we could be heirs and heiresses of the Play-Doh fortune, but no, you went and sold it for $3 million
right. bucks. Yeah. Noah McVicker.
Richard, did you have a question for us?
I have. No, but I do have an interesting story. You mentioned microwave and missing an invention. I have an uncle who is a computer engineer, and the early days of computers talking to each other through the air was all microwave. And he worked for the Texas University in Dallas, Texas, and in their technology department. And they used to take, and they discovered they could put their lunches in front of the microwaves and they would warm up. But none of them ever thought of putting it in an oven. And they have regretted ever since for obvious reasons.
Wow. All right. Well, Richard, thank you for calling today. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Guys, let's go ahead and reset our questions here halfway through the second segment.
Okay.
Jim,
me?
Start us off, brother.
All right, here's another Superman question for you. And if you're wondering why Superman's on the mind this morning, we watched Superman versus Batman last night. I'm real big wherever I am, but I'm not big on theaters. You know, the chairs just aren't comfortable for me. So I always wait for it to come out on DVD.
Yeah.
Our digital copy. And so we watched that last night, and it was kind of cool. So Superman's Fortress of Solitude is hidden in the North Pole. Where else did he have a Fortress of Solitude?
Well, if he's like every other man, it was the bathroom, wasn't
nope.
it? I mean, no? Okay,
nope.
Sorry.
Boy, nice try, though. Well played. And then what was the first animal that Noah released from the ark?
Porcupine.
There you go. That's where the pufferfish
came from. Everyone on the boat's going, will somebody get rid of the porcupine?
And then characters Charlie Allnut and Rosie Sayre appeared in which classic 1951 movie?
All right, I have one question left. Two, and I'm going to add a third. What football sports announcer coined the phrase, he could go all the way? And if nobody answers it by the end of the show, I'll even do it in the guy's voice. Second question, what was the age difference between John the Baptist and Jesus? And here's my added question. What is the top-selling candy brand in the United States? What is the top-selling candy brand in the United States?
Good question.
Let me clarify. By brand, are you meaning the candy company
or the candy? What you would call the candy.
The candy.
That's a good catch.
Here's what I've got. Approximately how many acres are in a regulation baseball field? This is multiple choice. Is it 2 acres, 5 acres, or 7 acres? And I'll add one. Which U.S. First Lady founded a Center for the Treatment of Addictions? Which U.S. First Lady founded a Center for the Treatment of Addictions?
Ah.
And then adding one more, what is Tiger Woods' real first name? Tiger Woods.
Porcupine, isn't it?
What's his first name?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. West Virginia, Chris calling in. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues. Well, Chris went away, and we bless her for the weekend. Thank you for trying to call. Let's talk to Michael calling from Howard, Kansas. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks, guys. And thank God it's Friday.
Amen.
Yes.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
I'm going to try the question of the animal, the first animal Noah released.
Okay. What was the first animal Noah let out of the ark?
If I remember right, it was the raven.
It is a raven.
Way to go. Way to go, Michael.
And what happened to the raven? For bonus points.
Landed in Baltimore.
It got tired and came home.
It got tired and came home. Absolutely right. All right. Good job there, Michael. What was your question for us?
Okay. Are you guys familiar with the United Nations flag?
What's so funny?
United Nations and me, I blank them out, man.
If I say familiar, I can generally describe it, but I don't know that if there's something really small that I would remember. What's the question about it? You want me to describe it?
Okay. The question is, what is the world map used on the United Nations flag?
What is the world map?
Rand McNally.
Yeah, what's the type of map used?
I'm not even sure. I'm not sure I understand the question, Michael. I sure probably don't know the answer. So just go ahead and tell us, Michael.
Okay, it is a difficult one. It's called the azimuthal equidistant.
I was talking with my wife about that this morning.
Oh yeah,
that exact same thing. I said I'm having a little rash and a burning, and I think it's in my azimuthal dysterium area there by my elbow.
The views and opinions expressed in this program.
It's also known as something else, though.
A flat map.
The flat Earth map is what it's also known as.
Really?
The flat Earth.
Wow,
map.
Jim, that was just about as good a. And a wild a guess as I've ever heard.
Hey, listen, brother, you swing for the fences.
Well, look, and you talk about a good representation of their thinking. They're using the flat Earth map, and their decisions reflect that.
Yeah, because they keep pushing us over the edge. All right, hey, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for calling. That was a great question.
Good
we
job,
appreciate it.
Jim.
All right, here we go. We're going to talk to Johnny now from Rusk, Texas. Johnny, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
How are you guys today?
We are doing well.
Can't you tell by listening?
Oh, yeah. You're laughing. You must be doing well.
Yeah, we're having a good time. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Johnny?
Do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I'm going to do the difference in age between John the Baptist and Jesus.
All right. What was the age difference between John the Baptist and Jesus?
That would be 6 months.
6 months is correct.
Right. Nice.
Very good. Hey, for a bonus question, what did John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common, Johnny?
Oh, okay. I think I know this.
Yeah, they both like honey, and they both have the same middle name. John the Baptist.
Winnie the Pooh. Just JJ saw me over here with a completely blank look, and I'm thinking, what in the world?
And now I've got the Winnie the Pooh song stuck in my head.
Okay, Johnny, thanks so
good
much.
Good job, Johnny.
Have a great weekend.
You have a question for us?
Oh, I want to ask a question.
All right, go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, you guys may remember the cartoon character Tom Terrific.
What was his dog?
What was his dog's name?
Tom Terrific's dog. Now, I know Rusty Benson that works right next door to me here, next office. He probably would know this.
So you're asking
Tom
for
Terrific.
A lifeline?
Well, no.
Or phone a friend.
See, I think that was before my time because I don't remember him having a dog even. I think you got a stump, Johnny.
You got us. Yeah, you got us. What's the answer?
His name was Manfred.
Manfred?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good.
There you go.
Tom Terrific and his dog, Manfred.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right. Manfred. Well, it's trivia.
It is trivia.
That's good.
That's not bad there. All right, Benjamin, Eddie, Texas. Welcome to Today's Issues, young man. How are you?
Good.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both.
All right, which one did you want to answer?
I'd like to do the one about the baseball field.
Yes, sir. Benjamin,
batter up.
Approximately how many acres are in a regulation baseball field? 2 acres, 5 acres, or 7 acres?
I'm going to say, I'm going to guess 5.
No, that's not correct. But you made it easy for the next person.
Yeah, narrowed it down.
Yep.
Good All job. Right.
What
good,
was your
good try, Benjamin?
What was your question for us?
All right. I tried to make this question interesting and good, but I did the best I could, but it's not.
So you try to make it interesting and good, but it's going to wind up being bad and boring? Is that what you're telling us?
Ignore him.
Just ignore me, Benjamin.
Ignore him, Benjamin, and go ahead with your question, buddy.
Okay. Here's the question. What is a Jesus pin that they use in the military? What's the purpose of it?
It's a piece that they put on the helicopter, and it holds the nut with the whole apparatus connected to the propeller or whatever you want to call it, the rotor blades. That's the word I'm looking
okay.
for.
Aviator.
It holds that together.
Wow.
All right.
Is that true, Benjamin?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
All right, Mr. Jasper.
JJ.
Look at you.
And here's the thing. If you, the Jesus pin, there's some slang tied to it that if you forget to put that pin in there, because it's the nut that holds the whole assembly with the rotor, then the helicopter is going to fly apart and you're going to be having to cry out to Jesus. something like that. I think Third Day made a song to that. Exactly.
Cry out to Jesus. All right. Hey, Benjamin, thanks so much for calling.
Hi, you're welcome.
Hey, and Benjamin, that was a great question.
It really
Good
was.
Job. Good
hey,
job.
My,
well done.
My brother-in-law was a door gunner on a helicopter, Marine.
Oh, yeah, he was.
On the first wave over there when they were going after
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein. And so he told me that answer, told me that question.
Wow.
Answered that years ago. That's where I remember that
Amen.
From.
Amen. All right, here we go.
Thank you, Zach.
Moving forward to Kazi. We got time? No time. We got no time.
We've got no time here.
We want to reset our questions.
Well, we'll do that when we come back. Why don't you let our listeners know? Are you going to be anywhere coming up? Or
there you go.
Oh, thank you. I'll be speaking in a couple of weeks at Blue Mountain College to the teachers, a kickoff for teachers and folks to get the semester started. A couple other summer dates this fall. A half dozen crisis pregnancy Pro-Life Center fundraiser. It's going to be in Georgia, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama. My wife and I are going to be together speaking near Tuscaloosa in a few weeks. And then we're going to be speaking to pastors and their wives. So, yeah, I'm trying to go by memory, but a lot of upcoming dates.
Let's follow that up. Do you have any open dates?
I do have open dates. Thank you for that. And very passionate about pro-life community, and it seems like the Lord's opening more and
right,
more doors
sure.
there. So,
how do we book you?
JJJasper.com. Thank you for that.
JJJasper.com. And his wife, Melanie, is a
great,
very good speaker.
Yeah, if you want somebody that's going to fill up the auditorium, do an amazing job, get one of the Duck Dynasty guys. But if you want somebody you can afford, go to JJJasper.com and have
good.
Me come to your community.
Folks, it is Trivia Friday. We're going to take a 5-minute break for news. When we come back, Jim Stanley, JJ Jasper, Ed Vitagliano, we're your professors here at Learning University. We'll be back. This is Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Y'all come back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or Ameritization or American